Weapon seizures in early 2022 at residences in Langley and Surrey have resulted in charges against two men. The charges come after investigators from the Combined Forces Special Enforcement Unit, British Columbia, CFSEUBC, investigated alleged firearms manufacturing and possession. In December 2021, information was received that led the CFSEUBC's Illegal Firearms Enforcement Team, IFET, to begin an investigation into the alleged manufacturing and trafficking of privately made firearms, said CFSEU Sergeant Brenda Winpenny. On February 18 and April 2, search warrants were executed on the residences with the Weapons Enforcement Team seizing several items, including 3 airsoft converted pistols to .22 caliber firearms, 2 head silencers attached, multiple magazines, multiple GSG 1911 slides, used to convert airsofts into functioning firearms, ammunition, 15 suppressors, other items that can be used in a firearms manufacturing lab. On December 8, the BC Prosecution Service charged the two. Justin Michael Boss, a 38-year-old male from Langley, has been charged with 1 count, firearms manufacturing, sec. 99.1, of the Criminal Code of Canada, CCC. 1 count, possession of a prohibited device, sec. 100.1, b, CCC. 1 count, importation of a prohibited device, sec. 103.10, CCC. 2 counts, possession of a restricted firearm, an improvised semi-automatic pistol, sec. 92.1, and 117.01.1, CC. 1 count, possession of a prohibited device, a device designed to muffle sound, sec. 92.2, CCC. 1 count, possession of a loaded firearm, sec. 95.1, CCC. Matthew Mackenzie Whitty, a 36-year-old male from Delta, has been charged with 2 counts, possession of a restricted firearm, an improvised semi-automatic pistol, sec. 117.01.1, CCC. 1 count, possession of a prohibited device, a device designed to muffle sound, sec. 92.2, CCC. 2 counts, possession of a restricted firearm, sec. 92.1, CCC. 1 count, possession of a loaded firearm, sec. 95.1, CCC. The Crime Gun Intelligence and Investigations Group, CGIIG, of CFSEUBC links firearm intelligence, analysis and enforcement efforts towards results like this, said INSPE. Joel Hussey, operations officer for CFSEUBC. Privately made firearms represent a growing trend in British Columbia and internationally by which criminals attempt to obtain firearms and to profit from firearm sales. CFSEUBC is working closely with its partners across the province to investigate and disrupt the people and groups who may seek to illegally make and sell firearms. Whitty has been released while Boss remains in custody. Justin Boss is facing a charge of second-degree murder in the death of Cody Mostat, and is scheduled to go before a judge and jury in New Westminster Supreme Court in 2024. Mostat, 30 at the time of his death, was found unconscious in the Highway Hotel in Walnut Grove on March 25. Police attempted first aid, but Mostat died at the scene, and IHIT began an investigation in partnership with Langley RCMP and other agencies. Read more. Langley murder suspects trial set for 2024. Read more. Murder suspects criminal record included car theft, weapons charges.